Penn Station, 5:30 on a weekday.
A wall of commuters watch the boards to see what track their train comes in on. Once the train is called, they all rush downstairs to find a seat. And past, all 300,000 of these commuters would take to the roads or risk losing their jobs. But
today we have laptops, so I'm working from home strictly the whole strike.
Edward Rios is a lawyer from Baldwin who's ridden the LIRR for 30 years.
But like I said, today the unions are actually doing themselves a disservice because of all the instant communication and devices that we have now. You know, what's going to happen is people are going to find out, hey, wait a minute. You know, we have alternatives.
A lot of commuters WSHU talked to here at Penn Station said they plan to telecommute. Likewise, Partnership for New York City, a business group, say most of their members plan to allow Long Island workers to work from home. According to research, Long Island lags the rest of the country in remote office working. But Kate Lister, a telework researcher, says that Long Islanders have never needed to telecommute because of the transit network, but soon they will.
Once companies realize that they can continue to operate, that their people are more productive, and that they can save money, it's going to be hard to get them back on that train.
Lister says there's a trend of countries increasing telecommuting after big traffic problems like the Olympics or papal visits, or like after Superstorm Sandy. She says workers just need a reason. Charles Lane, WSHU News.